Audio, Yahtzee.
Welcome back, learners. Today we are standing in downtown Kingston, right in front of the most important financial building in Jamaica, the Bank of Jamaica, or BOJ. You might see it on the news every night, but do you know that the decisions made inside this building affect the price of your patty, the cost of your taxi, and the value of the money in your pocket?
It is true. Today we are going to connect the big picture to your personal wallet. We will explain how the BOJ controls the money supply and interest rates, and then we will teach you exactly how to choose the right account, how to use digital wallets like Link, and how to avoid those high bank fees.
Let us start with the money supply. Imagine the Jamaican economy is a bathtub, and money is the water. If there is too little water, businesses close and people lose jobs. If there is too much water, the tub overflows, and we get high inflation, where the price of bread goes up every week. The Bank of Jamaica controls the tap to keep the water level just right. Their goal is to keep inflation between 4% and 6%.
So how do they turn this tap? Their main tool is the policy interest rate. When the BOJ wants to speed up the economy, they lower the rate. This makes it cheaper for commercial banks like NCB or Scotiabank to borrow money. If it is cheaper for them, they make it cheaper for you to borrow money for a house or a car. When loans are cheap, people spend more, business grows, and the water level rises.
But if prices start rising too fast, the BOJ does the opposite. They raise interest rates. This makes borrowing expensive. If a car loan costs too much interest, you might decide not to buy that car. You keep your money in the bank instead. This takes money out of the economy and cools things down. It is a constant balancing act.
And there is one more huge thing they influence, the exchange rate. We all know that in Jamaica, the US dollar is vital because we import so much food and oil. The BOJ holds billions in foreign reserves, that is, U.S. dollars kept in a vault. If the Jamaica dollar starts to slide too fast, the BOJ can step in. They sell some of their U.S. dollars to the market to satisfy demand and stabilize the rate. This helps ensure that your grocery bill doesn't double overnight.
Okay, that is the big macro stuff. Now let us talk about your money. To participate in this economy, you need a bank account. The most basic one is the savings account. This is your safe haven. You put your salary here. It comes with a debit card, often called a key card or Visa debit, so you can get cash at the ABM. It earns a tiny bit of interest, but its main job is safety. And speaking of safety, did you know your money is insured? The JDIC protects your deposits up to $1.2 million if the bank fails.
For the business owners watching, you need a checking account, also called a current account. These usually do not pay interest. In fact, you often pay a monthly service fee. So why use them? Because of the checkbook. Many suppliers and landlords in Jamaica still require payment by check because it creates a paper trail. These accounts also offer overdraft protection, which stops your payments from bouncing if you are a little short on funds.
We also need to talk about the digital revolution happening right now. Gone are the days when you had to stand in a long line at the utility office to pay your light bill. Today, you have online banking and apps like Link. Link is a digital wallet that lets you send money to anyone instantly using just their phone number. You can even pay for things at small vendors or top up your phone credit. Embracing these digital tools saves you hours of time and keeps you safe, because you do not have to walk around with cash.
Now let us talk about the plastic card that can be a friend or an enemy, the credit card. Unlike a debit card, a credit card is a loan. You are borrowing the bank's money. It is convenient for online shopping and travel, but you must be careful. In Jamaica, credit card interest rates can be as high as 50%. If you do not pay off the full balance every month, you will end up paying double for that pair of shoes. Use it to build your credit history, but pay it off in full. Every single month. Here is the trap, the minimum payment. The bank will tell you that you only need to pay a tiny amount, maybe $5,000, on a $50,000 bill. If you do that, they will charge you massive interest on the rest. It is a debt trap. Avoid it at all costs.
If you have money you want to grow, leaving it in a regular savings account isn't enough. You should look at a fixed deposit. You lock your money away for a year, and the bank gives you a higher interest rate. And for those willing to take more risk for more reward, look at the Jamaica Stock Exchange, or JSE. You can buy shares in local companies like Grace Kennedy or NCB. If they profit, you profit. It is one of the best performing stock markets in the world over the last decade.
Now, opening an account in Jamaica requires some paperwork. This is called KYC, Know Your Customer. You cannot just walk in. You need a valid ID, like your passport, driver's license, or voter's ID. You absolutely need your TRN card. You need proof of address, like a utility bill in your name. And you need proof of income, like a job letter. Also, if you deposit a large amount of cash, be ready to prove the source of funds to show it is not from illegal activities.
Let us wrap up with the pros and cons of banking in Jamaica. Pros. 1. Safety. Your money is JDIC insured. 2. Convenience. Apps like Link and NCB Online make life easy. 3. Credit. It helps you get a mortgage later. Cons. 1. Fees. ABM fees, service fees, and the high cost of manager's checks, sometimes thousands of dollars. 2. Paperwork. Opening an account can take time. 3. Dormancy. If you ignore your account for too long, the bank freezes it, and eventually, the money goes to the government.
So here is your action plan. Shop around for the best fees. Sign up for online banking and Link to skip the lines. Avoid minimum payments on credit cards. And always keep your TRN handy.
The financial system is there to serve you. Learn the rules and make it work for your future.
See you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.